For the KBIA Newsroom, I'm Janet Saidi. About 20,000 Missouri voters participated in the state's Democratic primary over the weekend, with President Joe Biden sweeping the results as expected. KBIA's Siggy Reese was there and has this.
Missouri Democrats hosted in-person primary elections Saturday, with voting mail-in options for its presidential primary. This year's primary came after the state eliminated state funding for the primary in 2022. Because of the change, voter participation was drastically reduced. About 666,000 voters participated in the Democrats' primary in 2022, compared to about 20,000 this year, according to data from the Secretary of State's office. Lyra Nose, chair of the Boone County Democratic Party, says the change has made the primary less accessible.
It is harder to do an election this way, with fewer polling locations, less access.
In response to the change in primary elections, Missouri Republicans hosted a statewide caucus March 2nd, and Libertarians hosted a conference in St. Louis on February 24th to pick their nominees. Saturday's results for Democrats were not unexpected. President Biden had already secured the Democratic nomination earlier this month. I'm Siggy Reese, KBIA News.
Honeybees across the United States produced more honey last year than in previous years, and it's the first time production has risen in 3 years, according to a new USDA report. For Harvest Public Media, Elizabeth Rembird reports.
Rainy, cool weather in some areas after years of drought likely drove 2023's increase in production. Those conditions help plants grow, giving bees the nectar they need to make honey. But Matt Lance, who manages about 350 honeybee colonies across Nebraska, points out that the latest boost is against a decades-long downward trend in honey production.
I would say don't look at the increase in honey yield as an industry thriving. It's just a slight less headache than what it was before.
Lance says factors like parasites and viruses, cheap foreign honey, and loss of flower-rich lands are challenging beekeepers across the country. I'm Elizabeth Rembert, Harvest Public Media.
A developer is hoping to capitalize on the success of the Barbie movie by building an entertainment resort in eastern Kansas. From Kansas City, Carlos Moreno has more.
Epic Resort Destinations is partnering with game manufacturer Mattel to open an adventure theme park in Bonner Springs in 2026. The park reportedly will include games, rides, and attractions based on Mattel brands like Hot Wheels, Thomas the Train, and, of course, Barbie. Epic has not disclosed the exact location yet. They expect to break ground sometime later this year. This will be Epic Adventure's second park using the Mattel brands. The other is set to open this year in Glendale, Arizona. I'm Carlos Moreno.
I'm Janet Saidi, KBIA News, Columbia.